Love Talk Radio.
After going through the whole thing, you appreciate the victory. This great victory that Samuel had memorialized and that Ebenezer came after a defeat in which Israel found that its strength wasn't sufficient to meet the strength of its enemy. And that their arms were not strong enough by themselves to gain the victory. So underneath the right arm of the priest were sackcloth and ashes. And if you're listening to me and you're at your last nerve, if you've been pushed down and tossed around and you don't know what you're going to do next, I've got a word for you. If you feel like you're at the end of your rope, disgusted, discouraged, depressed, and defeated, I've got a word for you. Have you ever thought that maybe God has brought you down in order to pick you up? It's like that sometimes. And if you don't know which way to turn, I commit you this morning to turn to Jesus. Throw yourself on Jesus and offer your life to Jesus. Listen, the Lord may have brought you to where you are in order to get a hold of your life this morning. For God saw our hope shining clear and lonely in the night time. For the Lord can bring you out, bring you up, bring you through and bring you all of the way. For can't you hear the Lord saying, look up to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is none else. For some of us must be knocked down all the way down before we look up to the Lord who alone can pick us up, and not only pick us up, but keep us up. Can I go with you? So I submit to you this morning that you need to get acquainted with Jesus. For Samuel told the people of Israel before their great battle with the Philistines how to defeat the enemy. You see, for 20 years, Israel had eaten the molded bread of the feet, and for 20 years, they had no sign of God's presence with them. So Samuel told them to put away their strange gods and return unto the Lord with all your heart. There has been no better message other to people who are bruised and defeated by life, bitter blows, than to return to the Lord with all of your heart. You see, their enemies were upon them. And they did put away their false God. And they turned to the Lord and they even confessed their transgressions. They acknowledged the fact and they said, Lord, we have sinned against you. They were afraid for it's only a fool who is never afraid. they said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord thy God for us. And now, let me tell you and explain the ingredients of the victory. You see, we need so much to have someone pleading before God on our behalf. Many of us will not be lying to say that the dear souls of our mothers, fathers, and uncles have prayed us back to God. You see, the Lord, he went into action, and the scripture said the Lord thundered with great thunder. That day upon the Philistines, the main word is smitten before Israel. The Lord went into action, and enemies were destroyed, and people were delivered. It's a great day when the Lord goes into action for you. He makes such a soul able to leap the walls of opposition and to run through the troops of the enemy. He puts singing in your soul and joy bells ring in your soul. You see that day in Israel, Samuel put a stone between sin and Mitzvah, and he called it Ebenezer, meaning thus far the Lord has helped us. And that phrase, thus far, I want to spend a few minutes talking about thus far. You see, whenever God's people came to a hard place, and the enemy seemed about to overrun them, they could always go back to Ebenezer and say, thus far the Lord has helped us. Look at David when he stood before King Saul, and Saul told him that he was no match for the giant Goliath. David said, wait a minute, when I watched my father's sheep, one day a lion came on the fold and I was all by myself. But that day I killed the lion and I snatched the lamb out of the lion's mouth. And went to the king, he just left. On another day, a bear pressed the sheep on. And the Lord helped me to kill the bear. Now that same God who delivered me from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the giant and the lion. Do you have any Ebenezer in your past? Do you have any memorial, any remembrance of how the Lord has delivered you from your enemy? It's a fair guess. It's a safe assumption. It's a reasonable faith that if he's done it in the past, he can do it in the future. Now, we've been suffering in this country for close to 4 years. Some of us didn't heed the Lord 4 years ago to get out and vote. And because we didn't vote, we've been catching the hell for 4 years. I don't care what the political ads are saying. I don't care what the message is being thrown out the White House. We have been catching hell, and we are on our way to it. But thus far, despite the hell we've been through, the Lord has helped us. Even in the midst of a deadly pandemic, we are here this morning able to say that thus far, the Lord has helped us. And those of us who are able can go out on Tuesday and turn this thing around. Can I go with you? Those of us who feel like there's no hope, let me tell you what our forefathers went through. Because I've been discouraged these past 4 years, and with all of this mess that's going on, hate the thoughts of even leaving the country. But I came back to something. I had to remember what my ancestors had gone through. And what they went through just makes me adamant that I've got to stay here to be a part of what they went through. They can go, but I can't. They've been holding his eye, but I can't. They've been talking about how they were being mistreated by the country, but I can. No matter how folks want to deny it, this country will never be great until it recognizes our greatness. Nobody, he knows. Before that South Carolina primary, they were getting ready to give him a boot. But who got him over? It was the brothers and sisters of South Carolina when they went out and voted for things turned around. Do you hear me? When things look like they're hopeless, when things look like they will not get better, just bear in mind, thus far, the Lord has helped us. Help my father, help my grandfather, help my great-grand. Do you hear me today? And he still helps. I need to be able to help my children and my children's children. And the reason we have to keep telling that story is because we fell down on our job. 4 years ago, we thought we hadn't made it. We thought that we had arrived. But these past 4 years have taught us that some folks just don't want to allow us to be what we should be. Amen. But now they're going to get some smoke now. Now the tables are turning. We're not going back. We're moving forward. We're going to start telling the truth. We're going to start lifting up the name of Jesus and tell this world that thus far the Lord has helped us. You see, we don't know how far we have to go. But we do know that through many dangers, toils, and snares that we have already come. It was grace that has brought us faith thus far, and grace will lead us home. I know not, we may say, what tomorrow may hold, but know that the Lord has blessed our lives. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. He has helped us when we're down and out. He has helped us when we didn't have a friend. He has helped us when enemies were all around us. And he helped us when we couldn't see which way to go. And he hasn't stopped helping us. He's helping us today, and he will help us tomorrow. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. Do you hear me? Do you believe me? Is he still helping us? Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus, and bless your holy name. Thus far, the Lord has helped us. And that's good enough news to raise up bowed down head. That's good enough news to drive the tears from tearful eyes. That's good enough news to give help to the helpless. Thus far, the Lord has helped us, and he will continue in helping us. All you really have to do is believe, and God will do the rest. Amen. Amen. And amen again. This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light.
Hallelujah.